Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu.
Last July, a group of South Carolina UPS drivers gathered in the parking lot before the start of their shift to have a moment of prayer. By January, that prayer meeting had grown to about 60 UPS workers, and it also caught the attention of management. One of the workers was told by a manager they could no longer pray on company property because it might offend other people and violate the religious rights of other workers. Not too long afterwards, several drivers who had been regulars in the prayer group were fired, and many of the drivers believe the firings were retaliation. Liberty Counsel, a law firm that specializes in First Amendment cases, sent a demand letter to UPS calling for the workers to be reinstated and the prayer ban lifted. They say that ban violates Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. UPS is not talking, but until the ban is lifted, Starnes Media Group will be sending our packages through FedEx. I'm Todd Starnes.